Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. This Tuesday, May the 30th, 2023, I am Tungamile Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the ongoing public inspection of the voters' roll, which started on a shambolic note 3 days ago. Many registered voters say their names are not appearing on the voter register and are getting no satisfactory answers from the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission or ZEC officials manning their polling stations. The exercise kicked off across the country on May 27 and was supposed to end tomorrow, May 31. But in light of the chaos, ZEC has announced a one-day extension, meaning the inspection will now run through June 1. Those not finding their names on the voters' roll include prominent opposition CCC members. The ruling ZANU-PF says its members are also affected. In other news, the U.S. Embassy in Harare says its charge d'affaires, Ms. Elaine French, today met with officials from the Zimbabwe Foreign Affairs Ministry after being summoned on accusations her embassy is interfering in Zimbabwe's politics. This after the embassy tweeted calling on Zimbabweans to, quote, register to vote and make sure your voice is heard. A top U.S. embassy official confirmed the meeting and told Studio 7 Ms. French expressed Washington's desire to see free and fair elections in Zimbabwe. The Zimbabwe Foreign Ministry, represented by Acting Permanent Secretary Rofina Chikava, issued a statement saying, quote, Ambassador Chikava expressed concern over the U.S. mission's election-related social media posts, bordering on activism and meddling in Zimbabwe's internal affairs, adding the conduct by the U.S. embassy was unacceptable, and calling on the U.S. embassy to, quote, refrain from posting such messages in the spirit of re-engagement between our two countries. The statement from the Zimbabwe Foreign Affairs further says, Ms. French acknowledged government's concern and reiterated her mission's commitment to improve its communication in line with expected diplomatic conduct, and expressed optimism in the continued collaboration between Zimbabwe and the U.S. Li Chonanjani, Zimbabwe omuhle siyahlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection. Namuhla sixoxa ngodaba lokuhlola amabizo abazavota lonyaka kugwalo lwe voters roll. Uhlelo lolu luqale mhla ka 27 njalo bekumele luqitshwe kusasa. Kodwa soluzaqitshwa mhla ka 1 phambi kwakusasa ngemva kokuqheliswa iZimbabwe Electoral Commission. IZEC iqhelise lolu hlelo ngemva kokuba abantu abaningi bethole amabizo abo engekho kuvoters roll. Kwazwayo batereri nasi mochirongwache Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa chirongwa chekutarisa mazita evavoti kuti aripo here mugwaro revoters roll. Chirongwa ichi chakatanga nemusi wa 27 Chivabvu uye changa chichifanirwa kupera mangwana. Asi Zimbabwe Electoral Commission inoti chakuzopera musi wechina mushure mekunge vanhu vakawanda vatadza kuwana mazita avo. Muvota's role. Opposition CCC leader Nelson Chamisa today visited a voting inspection center in Kwazana 2 to check his name. The presidential candidate told reporters afterwards his details were in order and called on people to also inspect the register and make sure their names appear.
We also have the problem of the voters' roll itself. Our perennial challenge is that the voters' roll must be a voters' roll that people agree on and agree to. The voters' roll must be audited, analyzable, searchable, and of course signed off by the various political players, by the various stakeholders. Any voters' roll that is not credible will not be accepted and will not accept it. And I know some will say, are you going to boycott the election? We will not boycott ourselves. We are the elections. The people of Zimbabwe are and have the rights. They are the ultimate authority when it comes to what should happen. ZEC is our institution, and ZEC must be able to be accountable to the people of Zimbabwe, because all authority is derived from the people of Zimbabwe. So yes, I'm happy that I've seen that people are coming in to also check their names. The only concern is Mr. Mnangagwa, who continues to duck and dive on the days of the election. People have to plan. Some have to ask for leave days. Some are in the diaspora, have to come back. International investors have to plan around the date of the election. We also have to plan. We are not as disorganized as Mr. Mnangagwa. So we want these dates. Asinda tenda kuti hapa ndauya zvitarangu richimo asi vevamwe vasina kutarisa rakanyorwa rikati ndikadzimwa saka shoko rondopa kunyika nderokuti kune vadzimi uyai mutarise mazita enyu. Check for your names in the voters roll on the online platform or physical, because the most important responsibility, shoko guru rakakosha uye chinhano chikuru chakakosha chemugari chechizvarwa cheZimbabwe, kuva munhu ari pavoters roll, anovhota. Nokuti ukasavhota unovhoterwa, ukasauya unouyirwa, ukasasvika unosvikirwa. Saka vanhu ngavazive kuti hatidi kusvikirwa, ngatisvike tega, tiende kunonyoresa kuvhota.
Avo vanga vari vaNelson Chamisa, mutungamiri webato reCitizens Coalition for Change kana kuti CCC. Omunye wavati vaswele amabizo avo kuluhlu lwevoters roll ngumnumzana Amos Spanda.
Ndiyakhangela ibizo lami eBenside filling station ndabevele ndivotela khona kwathiwa kalisekho khonaphana seliseriyo le
khashanungana nabo
akukhatshana igaraji is just 3 kilometers eriyo sokuyi ngabona kungafika kuma 10 kilometers.
Kungani bekususa eduze napo ovota pano
angwazi
nxa ukhuma nabo bathi
hayi bavele bathi hamba khona ngale ngaku-main station seZEC bokuthi bayaku-transfer njalo ubuye khona ngapha.
Wawu ngazange ngicela i-transfer wena?
Hayi azange ngayicela, vele angiyifuni futhi.
Ufuna uvotela eduze?
Ngifuna uvotela eduze.
Kwenziwa imingcele emitsha yini lokhu?
Vele ngabona kwenziwe imingcele emitsha njengoba besizwa abanye ndawo bekhala.
Nxa ungasatshintshwa kuzenza na uvoti lo nyaka?
Ngiyavota.
Uzahamba uye khonani?
Ngiwazi ukuyefika ngapha emayezini ihamba ngiyevota.
Uzahamba uma ngomuti?
Ngiyahamba uma ngomuti.
Kodwa ufisa ukuthi ubuyele lapho khona?
Ye, kube lula.
Nomzana Amos Spanda obekhuluma lapho lo Ezra Chisa Spanda, hayi uzimisele umdala, uthi lanxa ungaze kutozwa kuvotelwa emayezini, hayi uzimisele uyahamba ke lapho. Kuharare mtori wedu wenhau Frank Shikore ataurawo na Muzware Linda Chekeche.
Ndasvika zvinhu zviri right papasina maqe because the process yacho inombonetsa, it was easy kutisara nguru anikemuvoters roll.
Tingati isusu mubatirwo wamaitwa pano muri kutambirawo sei semunhu ari kutarisawo zita rake mugwaro revavhoti?
Ndabatwa zvakanaka. This was my first time kuregistra kuvhota. Ndinongoti it was easy.
Saka tingati kurudziro yamungape vamwe vashiri mudzimba vasati vatarisa mastavo ndeye kuti kudi takatarisa kuti takatarisa nyaya kuti sarudzo dzava kuswedera.
Ndongo kurudziro kuti vanhu vave kuzocheka kuona kuti zveshuwa here sara kuririmo muvota school plasma details ako ari correct kuitira kuti pazare kuvota usaite maproblems.
Mungatsanangurira vamwe vari kudzimba kuti zvinodiwa kuti semunhu atarisa zita rake mugwariro wavhoti zvinodiwa kuti unge uchitarisa zita rako ndezvipi zviri kutaurwa nevari kubatsira ya
nongoya nechitupa chako national ID kana I think passport.
Muzvare Linda Chekeche vachitaura na Frank Chikore Studio 7. We'll be right back after this short break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about the inspection of the voter's roll. Our guests tonight are Stephen Sarkozy Chuma, CCC Youth Spokesperson, Archfold Guburiro, ZANU-PF member, and Utswanesi Carol Moyo, Youth Gender Secretary for the MDCT. Good evening, lady and gentlemen. Let me start off with Mr. Chuma. We saw your party leader, Mr. Chamisa, today inspecting the voters' roll and confirming that everything was in order. His name was appearing. But in the past days, since the inspection opened on the 27th, we have seen many people, ZANU-PF and CCC, ZAP, many people across the political divide, including your top party members, Mr. David Coulthard, complaining that their names were not appearing. Though Coulthard tweeted today that the issue has been rectified. But what has been your experience and what was the situation like for your party in many places today?
Thank you. Greetings, fellow Zimbabweans. My report at our ananas, the report that we have received across the country, is that in some areas things actually got worse. For example, we have our interim deputy secretary for elections, Ellen Shiliebenga. Nasata and her offices in Harare to check a name, the police station, and she could not find a name. Akiwa a reason could she is currently excluded. And the keynote she made another one guy violated some of their statutes, the voter fraud. So we don't know about that. Then we also have a situation where we have the members in Shilonga, which is Shred South constituents. Those people said they also could find their names in the voter fraud. But our biggest worry is that while our senior officials like Dante Coulthard, whom we have previously mentioned, we also have people like Professor Osh Lungile, who initially could not find their details. What will happen to somebody who cannot access Twitter, who cannot access the media and raise concerns to say my name is missing? Surely if it can happen to prominent non people. What will happen? Kunevan was our Kumaris, Arkumu, Shamana Tito, Nana Menez, as soon as he to end up Kupkan or Shayan as the army for Tasso. So clearly, Zek has failed, and Zek has disenfranchised many numbers that are capable of voting in this year's election. So the struggle is that something needs to be done urgently.
Thank you there. Vachuma, ndiwe kwamuri vaguviriro, ask for the guviriro inengwe yebator, kutonga rezanu PF. Vaguviriro, pachenyu sava guviriro, matimano inspector voters role re. Uyezve zitarenyu riri kuwanikwa here, uyezve muri kuti chine zvatiri kuona vanhu vakawanda vachichema chema kuti mazita avo haazi kuwanikwa muvoters roll.
Tinotenda mukoma wangu nokuibata kuita chandingi taura ndechekuti kutanga inini very happy and ten those nanotarisa zita rangu shuwa riri muvoters roll. Even though in the voter My political parties, they are busy to share for social media, and I don't know what you say. But ask them a campaign awareness, everyone wants to check out Zika. Everyone wants to check out Zika, but I don't know what to do with Snabat. Even then, you check out if the name of the cell is, and you should agree. South Constituent, when that's in the year, and they're going to say example. Name Marishungo A. Dikaona kuti vanhu vatinoti suva rimuseuri MTF vatobuda ipapo i20 out 50 azhinji havana tikaenda pana takai tikaona pane 450 zvichingodzika mazita asodaro. So zvinhu ndokurudzira rinoo mapolitical parties kubva ivhere ZANPF GC PC tikurudzire vanhu vedu kuenda
Thank you, Deva Guburiro. Ndimbo kubata imuromo tiunze our third guest. Nichadzokera kwamuri. Utsvanesi, Carol Moyo, Youth Gender Secretary Webandla MDCT. Mamoyo na kucele lenu le MDC kumi njani siyabona abanye bayakhala bathi amabizo kaba watholi uvoters row.
Ngicona balaleni. Hayi mina nami ngomunye okhalayo ngoba ngihambile namhlanje ngisiyachecka elami ibizo ngathola ukuthi alikho. Then ngithe ma ngithi ngiyakuzifisa ukuthi kungenxa yani amabizo engaveli ku-voters roll ngoba ekuqaleni sithe masithekha abekhona kathesho sekutshintshi bekuyini. Bathi hayi vele i-section yethu ngoba mina ngihlala kuma-86 ngathi ama-86 and 87 aveli ku-voters roll. Ngathe mbuthi kungani ngoba le-polling station ejwale uvotela kiyo and vele siregister ukuthi sivotela khona la. Bathi hayi baza kulungisa. Ngasembuza ukuthi baza kulungisa nini ngoba bayavala njengale nge-first day. So ngangokuthi basebesithi ngcono siye-checker ezeki. Ngasembuza ukuthi upresident ngavuke e-proclaim i-date election namhlanje kuzahamba njani ngoba thina ama-result awekho ku-voters roll. Sizovotela ngaphi, sizovota kanjani? Ngiyabonga.
Ngaphandle kwakho bakhona abanye abaningi abebandla lakho abathi bahlangana lodubo olunye nxa ukhuluma lapho?
Ye, bakhona esengingakhuluma nabo because siye sakhuluma ekuseni ikakhulu vele ngoba baningi abakhala ukuthi amabizo abayikho ku-voters roll.
Libona lolu daba lulungisiswa yini elapho kuyavalwa khona lolu hlelo? Siyazi vele kumele luvalwe kusasa kodwa ngenxa yengxabangxoza ekhona izeki dai soluyavalwa phambi kwakusasa mhlaka 1. Kodwa ubona izilungiseka yini zonke ingxaki lezi zeki senelisa ukubhalisa abantu kumbe singazi ukuthi amabizo akhona aye ngaphi, but ubona besenelisa ukululungisisa ilolu daba abantu bethola amabizo abo esekhona futhi?
Angiboni ukuthi into abazayilungisisa leyo masini yami ngendlela abakhuluma ngayo, but ngesifiso sethu njengabantu abazimiseleyo asebelungele ukhetho besifisa ukuthi nganisa bayakulungisa masinyani and benganisi le-voters inspection ukuze sikwazi ukuthi sithekhe amabizo ethu kade sebelungisi i-problem yena leyo ukuthi amabizo ethu adisaphiya kanjani thina singama-records that voters.
Siyabonga mamo yo qhubeka ubambile. And coming back to you Mr. Chuma, let's talk about the U.S. A top diplomat in Zimbabwe being summoned by the Zimbabwe Foreign Affairs Ministry today on allegations that the embassy is interfering, is meddling in Zimbabwe's internal democracy or politics or electoral affairs. And this was after the embassy tweeted encouraging people to go and register to vote so that they can be heard. Is that a crime? Should that be a crime?
It's not a crime at all. But what I'm seeing from ZANU-PF is that whenever any embassy here in Harare or any country in the world talks about respect of human rights, talks about anything that is good as far as human beings are concerned, especially issues like encouraging people to register to vote peacefully, I don't see why that can be treated as a breach of diplomatic ties between the two countries. What is clear here is that ZANU-PF is against peace, ZANU-PF is against the peaceful elections, ZANU-PF is against the smooth running of elections. ZANU-PF is against the openness, they are against the accountability, they are against the kumanyiswa kuma elections zvakanaka munyika munomu. Asi not sometimes just kiwa munanga abva on the other side vanenge vachitaura vachiti no, we are inviting any country in free kuti uye izo observe my elections edu, but we have observe my elections haitangi musi wema elections, we have observe my elections inotanga pre election, during election and after election. Saka kana dzimenika dzitaura tikurudzira kuti itai maelections muriraro hationi kushata kwazvo izvozvo. Baba vasingadi kutsiurwa kana kuita zvakashata vatirova vana, zvinoreva kuti baba ivava vakashata. Baba kana kuti vavakidzani vakataura kuti dai mafamba makadai votukana navavakidzani, zvoreva kuti baba ivava vagona kugarisana nevamwe.
Aha, vaguburiro. Of course, we are all on this panel not diplomats, but was any diplomatic etiquette broken by the U.S. Embassy by tweeting, urging Zimbabweans to register to vote?
Yeah, Now, full round of Zanus the letter Jim Guy, you say this, the hub is a sovereign state, not only the right to decide on regime change. To be guided by that statement, focus that would know when an IES embassy, what tweet, Zanus Tita Kama embassy, you have to interfere in the scene in our voice is at Nagumo is a free and frigid dark for each from a prison with the Quavo. Then in the Queen, the opposition. Opposition, yes, in the problem, you know, that would be Girwa. You quit Kamawa, Panwar could be quick. Why did you see Marmunik and Noro Fota? Could you know, President, you know, I'm doing the majority of us in Zimbabwe, the majority of those in America. The funding of that country is a huge issue. You know, what if an individual know the president Mao, Vanua, what is a good in the president? You are never in Zimbabwe. Whether when I want to support America, you can cook, but you are never in Zimbabwe. In the Caravan, that you tell me, it is true. I just went up on the voters' role in election. I was going up to the Savakazi, Larguita, the voters' role, Kutrakanaka, Rani. What are some of the top of Gravat? Which one? Ravanwan go at no, Tamasav. You got the Samsa, not one to Samasav. You said you would put Dremas up as our country voters.
Thank you. Thank you there. Vaguburiro. Nize kuweta tewe tumamoyo. US Embassy isisora nkhulumende we Zimbabwe. Ngemva kokuba bekhuthaze uzulu eZimbabwe ukuthi ayehlola amabizo ukuthi bayebhalisela ukuvota, kambe kungaba liphutha yini lelo? Iphambanisile iMelika?
Hayi, ayiphambanisanga. Bekuyinto enhle kakhulu ukuthi abantu bahambe beyohlola ukuthi amabizo abakhona evotasrol. Ngoba if bekungayenziwanga ne-inspection, bezingeke sibekwazi ukuthi amabizo abantu abaningi awekho kuvotasrol. And ukuthi uyothola ngelanga sokumele uyevota bekuzoba yinto ebuhlungu. Okufana nami, I mean, as far as candidate, manje ngithi ngiyafika lapha e-nomination court, ngiza-nominate-a kanjani ngingekho ku-voters roll, ngingekho la, ngingarejistanga ku-voter, mina ngirejistile.
We hope you'll be able to fix that mamoyo. Sletemba bazokulungisela masinya abe Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. I'm sorry about that. And that brings us to the end of our show. We would like to thank our guest, that's Utswanetse Carol Moyo, Youth Gender Secretary for the MDCT, Stephen Sarkozy Chuma, CCC Youth Spokesperson, and A ZANU-PF member, Mr. Ashford Guburiro. Let's make another date tomorrow. I am Tungamilinkomo. Kuna Zimbabwe.